I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1916. That was the day that the American Federation of Teachers was founded at a meeting at the City Club in downtown Chicago. Three Chicago teachers groups helped to organize the meeting. They were convinced that in order to improve working conditions for teachers, they would need to formally join the labor movement. In 1902, the Chicago Teachers Federation had become the first teachers organization in the nation to join their Central Labor Council. Now they believed it was time to form a national organization. The meeting was also attended by representatives from nearby Gary, Indiana, as well as New York City, Washington, D.C., and Scranton, Pennsylvania. Just a few weeks after the meeting, the American Federation of Teachers had received its charter from the American Federation of Labor. The new union grew quickly. Within 4 months, 174 locals approached membership of 10,000 educators. But then came a backlash from school boards who did not want to negotiate with the new unions. Board members publicly called into question whether it was appropriate for teachers to unionize. The American Federation of Teachers numbers fell to below 5,000. But the union was not swayed from their cause. They renewed their efforts and again began to grow. In the 1950s, some teachers became the targets of anti-communist hysteria. This highlighted the importance of having a union to protect academic freedom. The 1960s was a time of increased teacher actions and strikes. The American Federation of Teachers more than tripled its membership from 60,000 to 200,000 by the end of the decade. Today, the American Federation of Teachers represents more than 1 million members across the nation. While under increasing attacks, teachers are an important force in today's national labor movement.